The following program is sponsored by Senior Class Media. Welcome to Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. You've graduated from the workforce and made it to retirement.
So go to the head of the class.
Senior Class Radio is your source for senior citizen-related topics, information, and entertainment. Now, it's time for Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
And good Sunday morning, everyone. My name's Russell Mills, and this is Senior Class, our mission to discuss all aspects of life and living in your senior years or living with other folks in theirs. Your host for Senior Class, we call him the principal, Mr. Rusty McMurray. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. It's going to be a great show, as always. But first, I want to welcome to the studios my co-host, Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Brittany, thanks for waking up with us today.
Hello. I'm excited to be here.
It's going to be a great show, as always. We have Dr. Michael Gorman here in the studios, as well as Dr. Joe Moore. And we're going to talk about changes in healthcare, what people can expect regardless of age, those Medicare beneficiaries, some advances in medicine for some cancer patients, and the whole holistic approach of medicine that Dr. Michael Gorman is doing right here in our local community. So first, Dr. Moore, I want to thank you for taking time once again to be one of our co-hosts on our show today.
Rusty, it's a pleasure to be here with this good group.
I was excited to have your input on this show. Serving so many years, you served in medicine in the local area for 36 years, and you're a board-certified oncologist, is that correct, in general medicine?
That's correct.
And Dr. Gorman, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, I started off as a chiropractor and went to school at Cleveland Chiropractic College in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And then I set up a practice here in Tulsa and decided that I'm ADHD, so I was bored, to be frank.
Okay.
So I decided to go off to med school and involve myself in trauma medicine, mm-hmm. ER to most people, and finished my degree at Ross University School of Medicine in the Caribbean, and then came back to the United States and trained in trauma medicine and split with family medicine.
So it gives you a unique perspective, having the background in D.C., doctorate of chiropractic, and then working in the emergency medicine department.
Yeah, some have called me Dr. Squared.
There you go.
But it's unique because you know about orthopedics as well as the medical side. Life-saving, you know, obviously you wouldn't go to a chiropractor if you got in a car wreck and you had a steering wheel stuffed into your chest wall. And it's not the right place to go, so you want to go to the ER. But afterwards, you have to be taken care of neuromusculoskeletal reeducation, and that's where chiropractic physical rehab come into play.
Well, I think that the medical schools across the United States and internationally are starting to look into the 21st century for those advancements, those changes in medicine, policies, and procedures that can improve life and outcomes. And Dr. Moore, I know that during your vast career, you had to have seen some vast advances in medicine in oncology.
Rusty, that's true. And during the past 40 years, there's been a doubling in the survival rate of patients with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So amazing developments and improvements in cancer treatment. More patients with early stage cancers are being cured than ever before. You can look at your common cancers, breast cancer and colon cancer at early stages, with what we call adjuvant therapy or extra therapy after their surgery. More and more patients are being cured, and the treatments have become more and more tolerable.
And that's not only because of scientific advances, but also I think it's just understanding disease processes, mm-hmm. and the overall entire human body as well. You know, as you go, obviously you learn, but I think that there's a whole different approach to medicine.
There really is. My
well.
My daughter is a cancer survivor. She
right.
developed cancer during college, her junior and senior year at Oklahoma State University. And the university and the people really put their arms around her. But she knew, just like you said, she knew what she had to do to beat the cancer. And she did. Mm-hmm. She's been cancer free for years, but she went into the whole process, not that it was a death sentence, but it was something that she could overcome. And I think that advances in medicine are offering people hope. Dr. Gorman, do you see that?
Of course. There's lots of new things that I know oncologists do with regards to my patients. that are in my family medicine practice, and they go out, and I learn from them bringing back information to me as they shrink things before they operate, and then they follow up with some more chemotherapy and palliative care.
Dr. Moore, with regards to that, there's been some new legislation put in play to allow individuals to that are suffering from illnesses that are not past been able to be treated that can utilize some new technology, some new medicines that are still under research and development. Do you think that is taking it maybe a step too far, or do you think it's offering hope to some of those individuals that in the past may have not had a good diagnosis?
You know, one of the things I loved about being an oncologist was that I had access to clinical trials. And by the time I got the studies were available to me, they were stage three clinical trials, and there was good research to back up the validity of the treatments. We didn't know for sure whether the treatment was better than standard therapy, but there was good evidence to suggest it was. So there are very good clinical trials out there for people that have various stages of illness.
Well, one of the things that once you realize how much time it takes to get to stage three clinical trials and the billions of dollars that have been spent to get to that point, and I think that's what our legislators and individuals, patients, are starting to ask for. They're saying, let me try something that may be in stage one that could help me for my individual cancer, for my individual situation. And in the past, that hope had not been given. And I think that that's going to offer a lot of changes in healthcare. And data is going to be the fact. I mean, when we're trying these new techniques and these new medicines, collecting that information and data will be critical and key.
Right. Excuse me.
Brittany, do you see that? What type changes has your company put in place for dementia patients?
Well, kind of going back to what I was saying about treating the whole body, the whole person, it's not just focusing in dementia. You know, that's a disease of the mind. I mean, it causes physical symptoms throughout the body as well. But not just remembering that a person is not just a physical body. It's an entire being. So, you know, spiritual health, emotional health, all of those things come into play, especially when you're dealing with seniors. You know, we've talked before about senior isolation causing depression, which can then lead to physical symptoms. So it really is about just remembering that, you know, all the things that make up a human is not just your physical body.
The holistic approach.
The holistic approach. Right. And that really brings and lends Dr. Gorman's expertise in the muscular skeletal through your DC. And then your medical background through your emergency medicine. Meshing those together has got to give you a more holistic approach than traditional doctors.
Of course, because you can look at everything starting from the physical, and the physical augments the mind, and the mind augments the physical. They can't work independently of each other.
Yeah, it's that old saying, you know, mind over matter. But it's so true. And I think it's being proven, you know, more and more in different scenarios, but especially related to physical health. It really is your mind.
I'm kind of curious. That is sort of a new approach. I mean, it's been around for a while, but you're seeing it grow. And I'm wondering if older patients who are used to the more traditional approach push back at all or are more resistant to it, or if they...
I work with thousands of them through Sunshine Care Partners each and every month, and they're really adopting it because we work with chronically ill elderly Medicare beneficiaries.
Right, right.
So those are people that are never going to get well, that are suffering from an illness
that is
prolonged.
Exactly.
So doctors don't give those patients the extra attention that they need because they can't fix them.
They can't cure them.
Doctors were born and bred, sorry guys, to fix it when it's broken. And if something's broken and they can't fix it, they don't get the level of care that they deserve. So now reimbursers, Medicare, and others are starting to realize just what you guys and we've all been talking about, that holistic approach is much more cost effective than the fix it when it's broken model. So Medicare insurance companies are starting to pay medical practices what I call residual income or residual revenue to provide outreach to these patients, to see them, to know them in their own home, in their own atmosphere, and help keep them from coming to the doctor and
or the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Our primary goal is to help keep these individuals out of the hospital, unnecessary hospital stays. And that's a lot of psychological evaluation. Mm-hmm. We have a complete spiritual component in our practice, and it's one of six platform planks. And we want to meet them where they're at, because if you can give them hope, they can deal and live with quality of life with that chronic illness. We even have Sunshine Care Partners that call for healing and hope for each and every one of our patients. So it is that new approach that we're going to try to talk about today. So if people want to join in on the conversation, Russell, what do folks need to do?
Absolutely. You can give us a call. Phone number is 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. And we would love to hear from you. Give us a call if you have any questions for Dr. Gorman or Dr. Joe Moore or Rusty. Or you know what? You'd even answer questions, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all would, Bethany.
I'd
would.
Love to talk
Brittany
to people.
Absolutely would. So we're going to take a quick time out. We'll be right back with more of Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Coming up here in about 8 minutes or so, your top stories, the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center, and your forecast from Fox 23. Stay tuned, because next hour it's Living Well with Dr. Booz. Remember, if you've got questions for us today, we're talking about the future of medicine, the future of healthcare. The number is 918-460-KRMG, 460-5764. Your host for Senior Class, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. We are talking about the future of healthcare. I want to welcome live to the studios my co-host, Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Brittany, thanks for waking up with us today.
Hi, I'm glad to be here. I was watching you say that, and you had eyes closed the whole time.
I did.
You were really trying to remember.
Well, no, I was trying to concentrate and remember my notes without having to read them.
Got it. Okay.
And Dr. Joe Moore, board certified in medical oncology. Dr. Moore, thanks for waking up with us every other, three Sundays out of the month,
right,
you take and wake up with us, because that fourth Sunday, you're driving the church bus.
Got to get the folks to church.
But we love having you here, and you have a unique perspective. And then also our special guest here in the studio is Dr. Michael Gorman. He is a doctor of chiropractic and a medical doctor, MD as well, and he practices here in our Tulsa area. Dr. Gorman, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure meeting you and hearing your vast background with regards to medicine.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's kind of interesting to see the plethora of individuals here in the room. My goal in medicine is innovation, is really to improve quality of life for our senior citizens. And Dr. Moore, when you served and you went into medicine, your heart and passion was cancer and serving those cancer patients. Tell us a little bit about your background and what it meant to you to be a practitioner.
Yeah, I was kind of drawn to oncology because of the fact that, as we discussed earlier, I could be involved in clinical research. I could put patients on clinical trials. And it's just a very, very interesting subject, the way cancer develops in people and how it progresses. But even more fascinating is the incredible treatments that are available to cancer patients that have evolved over the last 40 years. The treatments have gotten more effective and more tolerable for patients.
They really have. Now, Brittany, you work in an assisted living environment. Do you find and see a lot of your residents receive cancer diagnosis later in life?
Yes, some of them do. Not a whole lot, though, surprisingly. It's more just chronic illness, like what you treat. But some of them do.
Now, Dr. Moore, do you think that's because of early testing and those advances in technology that we're finding it earlier so we're able to cure it easier?
About 1 in 4 Americans will develop cancer during their lifetime. So it's
25%.
it's not as prevalent yet as heart disease, which is the number one killer of Americans, but it's still fairly common, and it's a disease of aging. And Brittany sees a lot of patients with other chronic illnesses and cancer, so people are living longer overall because there's better treatments for things like diabetes and heart disease and lung disease and so forth. So as people age, they're a little more prone to develop cancer. So cancer has increased in prevalence, and part of that also is due to the early detection people. But finding it in earlier stages is a big advantage because it's more treatable, more curable at an early stage.
Right.
Dr. Gorman, in your practice, you deal with that whole body approach. So you have your background in chiropractic and your medical degree as well. Do you work with a lot of folks that have chronic arthritis? And what can really help those individuals? Is it more physical therapy? And I'm hoping you're not saying pain meds, because we're really trying to shy away from those now.
Well, besides working in ER medicine, obviously family practice, I worked in hospital-based medicine for many, many years.
Exactly.
And so we took care of everybody in the clinic setting, sent them to the hospital when they need to be admitted, and took care of them post-admission, and also did, you know, the ER setting, a small rural hospital. Mm-hmm. And we did run chronic pain management for people in those rural settings because they weren't available to them in a big town that was nearby.
Yeah, but being monitored in the clinical or hospital setting is much more safe than in a general medical practice setting, wouldn't you say?
Well, that speaks to the individual that's practicing.
Oh,
so
okay.
If they want to get trained up in something and appropriately practice it, then it's possible. But what, you know, they don't have the background maybe in neuromusculoskeletal and
exactly. And I think that that would lend for you to be able to better treat an individual that has those chronic pains with regards to arthritis.
And that's a whole other subject that I, you know, I'm well versed in. And I also have training in addiction medicine as well. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. you know, but I think that we're not really on that subject today, but for another time perhaps. But my background lends itself, and I do a lot of geriatric patients that have a lot of comorbidities like Brittany was talking
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm.
And the most difficult thing I see, and I'll just get it out there, is lack of patients' responsibility to themselves. You know, they don't want to engage in the things that will help them get better because it requires getting up off the couch. And my dad's 86, and he works Habitat for Humanity and for his local church in Houston, Texas, and he was roofing a house the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom said the other guys were hard-pressed to keep up with him. He's active, and she's just as active. And so, and they've stayed slender, and they've eat right. They exercise every day, you know, water aerobics, and dad goes to the gym and lifts weights and circuit trains, and mom does the same, and they do fast walking every day. And so you can take care of yourself. What's happened to our society has created this problem where we've moved away from agrarian to society to more sedentary type of lifestyles.
Mm-hmm. And that can cause big problems.
Yeah. Remember, we had a, I can't remember if he was like a trainer or if he was, he might have been an MD. I can't remember. But he said, sitting is the new smoking. And mm-hmm. that really stuck with me when he said that, because it is so true. I mean, that's why everybody's just so unhealthy. Because you think about what you spend your days doing. You know, you're sitting at a desk. What do you spend your evenings doing? Sitting on the couch. What do you spend your weekends doing? Laying around relaxing, you know? So it really is, it's a very sedentary lifestyle. I don't live it because I have four kids.
Well, and a full-time job, and we make you wake up on Sunday morning, so.
But it's true. I mean, that's just the majority of people's lives nowadays.
It is, and when we come back from break, and it was a great segue, and thanks for doing that, we're going to talk about how reimbursers, that means insurance companies, are incentivizing people to get off the couch. Russell?
And I'm sitting here thinking of several ways you can get people off the couch, but
yeah, but this is the insurance companies, this is Medicare, what they're doing to lower the total cost of care.
And there's a reason they're doing that, right? Their bottom line is also affected by how long you spend at the hospital or at the clinic or whatever.
That's true, and they're trying to improve medicine quality of life, whether you want it or not, because so many people, like you said, Dr. Gorman, are lazy. Mm-hmm. Sitting is the new smoking.
Right. All right. So we'll talk more about that and about the future of medicine when we come back. It's time to take a quick timeout for the news from our partners at Fox 23. And, of course, your weather. What's it going to look like going into the work week? More Senior Class right after all that on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Remember, if you have any questions for us today, sure give us a call, 918 460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Your host for Senior Class is Mr. Rusty McMurray. The topic today, the future of medicine.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in. This is always an exciting topic. We say medicine, but in the 21st century, we're really talking about healthcare.
Yeah.
Because doctors, patients, insurance companies, and reimbursers, they want us to be well, because the more well we are, the less resources we use. I want to welcome live to the studios my co-host, Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Brittany, thanks for waking up and sharing your thoughts and opinions on this very important topic.
Sure thing. Glad to be here.
And then we have a couple of doctors here in the studio. We have our regular co-host, Dr. Joe Moore, board-certified oncologist. Dr. Moore, thanks for waking up with us today.
It's a pleasure, Rusty.
And then our new guest is Dr. Michael Gorman. We're definitely going to have you back. I want to talk a little bit more about some of the other things that you do. But you are a doctor of chiropractic and a medical doctor as well. Dr. Gorman, thank you so much for waking up with us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so I kind of led into reimbursers, you know, what insurance companies, Medicare, and others are doing to incentivize us to get up off of the couch. I first saw this about a decade ago with Humana, an insurance provider for Medicare beneficiaries. As a part of their Medicare Advantage program, they offered a free membership to the Tulsa Area YMCA Senior Program to incentivize the senior citizens to do just what you were saying, Dr. Gorman, to get up on a regular basis, to socialize with other individuals of similar age group, and to exercise, whether it was they had a water aerobic program, they had some social programs, and et cetera, but it was included in the package that they paid for their Medicare Advantage program. So it was an added benefit that they were paying for the insurance company out of pocket to the local YMCA to incentivize those Medicare beneficiaries to exercise, because they knew the more active they were, the more social they were, the less apt they were to fall into depression, get sick, and have a hospitalization. And Dr. Moore, as you know, a single hospitalization, that could cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's correct.
Well, and it's easier to take care of your, be proactive instead of reactive, so to speak. You know, taking care of yourself and investing in your health is easier than treating the problems that will arise down the road once they arise from you not caring for yourself.
And this is not a new concept.
No, absolutely not.
An ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure,
exactly,
right? That was Ben Franklin.
But it goes back to what Dr. Gorman said just a little bit ago, is that we're inherently lazy. You know, we have to have some incentive in a lot of instances to even take care of ourselves. Is that the state of society that we're in?
That's just the human condition, don't you think?
Oh, my word. Goodness gracious.
Okay, doctor, weigh in. What do you
weigh in?
Are you seeing a change in attitudes?
No. I just see more and more trending, and it's even in our children, which is sad. It saddens me, their lack of social skills, because they're all doing screen time. I went to a lecture recently in plastics, and because I guess my search for knowledge knows no bounds, so I'm doing a plastic surgery seminar, learn how to do plastic surgery, although I know I'm never going to do it. It's very interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
The plastic surgeon himself, very famous guy, and he's from Canada, and a whole different perspective on what we have over here. And he said, I went home, and I looked, and all my kids were on their little cell phone screens, pads, and I'm like, so I went up to him, and I asked him, I'm like, you guys listen to the radio? They go, no. You guys watch TV? And they go, no. You guys read books, newspapers? No. Everything's on this. So he said, he was lecturing, he went to his wife, he goes, honey, we need to just cancel all the TV, cable, news media.
Yeah, need to get it back into society.
Advertising-wise, he realized, because he's a big advertiser with a spa, he realized that he needed to cancel his advertising and put it in short, less than 30-second YouTube videos. That was the best way to reach the audience. So isn't that kind of, it's scary at the same time that it's, he got focused, and changed his whole practice and built it up, by advertising differently.
Well, insurance companies have begun to realize that buying memberships to a gym is not going to necessarily get people up off the couch. So some insurance companies in different geographic areas are giving financial incentives to individuals for exercise on a regular basis. They're already giving financial incentives not to smoke in the cost of your insurance. So what's the difference in actually giving you cash each and every month to get up off your couch?
Right. And they have like wellness plans too, where you get a significant discount if you undergo, you know, so many tests or screenings and they deem you, you know, healthy within a reasonable
Because what they're trying to do is catch those smoldering embers, catch those problems before they arise to become a huge hospital stay or a 3-year cancer battle instead of something short. We're looking for those smoldering embers. And the first thing that the reimbursers, the insurance companies and Medicare have realized that the more active you are, the less prone you are to become sick or to have a major chronic illness. And that's what I want everybody to realize on today's show is activity breeds success. So get up off the couch. I don't care if it hurts a little bit. And this is what I want Dr. Gorman to really talk about with our aging community is that sometimes as we age, exercise isn't as fun as it was before. It's actually painful. So, you know, it's kind of like saying, I'm going to hit my hand with a hammer 2 or 3 times a day just so I can be a little healthier. That's where a lot of people say, the risk isn't worth the pain that I have to go through. What do you say to those individuals?
That's when I direct them. And that's when it comes to geriatrics, you have chronic pain you have to deal with. And that's when I direct them to like programs that have water aerobics. And then that lends to the social interaction that they need to maintain their social skills. And those the people that we're dealing with now grew up in a social society. And they
really
tend
did.
To feel a little more isolated because everyone's into their digital cellular device or whatever it is. So I try to get them steered to that. I show them range of motion exercises in the office, and I, you know, I get down on the floor and I show them different ways to just get range of motion going on. And then,
That's important not only for posture, but once you lose that range of motion, it's almost impossible to get it back.
Well, yeah, it's exercise deconditioning. You get contractures and you get reduction of range of motion and so on, things like that. So you try to stimulate them, baby steps. And then weight loss is a big deal because if, you know, my parents are skinny and my mom's 5 foot tall, 94 pounds. My dad's 5'10", weighs 160. You know, they're the skinny, starving.
That's genetics.
Always, yeah.
That's genetics in a lot of instances. You have individuals that will never end up being 5'10 and 160 pounds because of genetics.
Well, if you look back to statistics in the 60s, you know, there was like less than 20% of people were
obese
in the obese category, which is a BMI over 30. And now almost 80% of the population is overweight and 40% is in the obese category.
Yeah.
And I believe
that's a quadrupling. And the diabetic curve for type 2s has followed that weight.
So
increase.
The genetic rationalization, we can pretty much throw out the door. We've changed our diet, changed our habits, and put ourselves into these situations.
Yeah, it's nature and nurture together, but they follow each other.
Well, Dr. Gorman, if one of our listeners today wants to reach out and see you in your office, what do folks need to do?
Well, I've got just type in my name, Michael D. Gorman, M.D., or Dr. Gorman, and it'll pull up on the website.
You might want to spell that, G-O-R-M-A-N.
G-O-R-M-A-N, yeah.
And your offices are around the 81st and Mingo area here in Tulsa area?
Yes, sir.
And we'd love to have you back on the show. You give a very unique perspective, and I'm telling you that with the combination of chiropractic and medical doctor, it gives you that perspective that would be great for a lot of our senior class listeners.
So I'd like to go back to something you touched on it real quick. You talked about the social aspect of longevity and health. And I read a really fascinating article a few months back. I think I've discussed it on the show before, where they looked at a long list of indicators of longevity. You know, how much have you smoked? How much have you drank? What is your diet? How much exercise do you get? And they found the primary indicator, highest level, was how much time do you spend with other people?
Yeah, socialization.
What is your social life like? Do you have friends and family that you hang out with? Can you talk a little bit about, why is that?
Why is that so important?
And maybe Dr. Moore could also weigh in on that.
Well, that's your support group. I mean, those are the people that love you. And so, and they care for you and they want to hear what you have to say and they want to interact with you socially. And those things are important. And if you don't have those, then your mind tends to wither. And I believe that has a great effect on Alzheimer's, although, you know, people ask me and I'm like, well, you can't really make the diagnosis except post-mortem. And that's not the best time to make it. But, you know, they used to call it senility. And, you know, now they call it Alzheimer's. And then there's multiple areas of those. Dementia. And then there's multiple areas of effect. You know, is it early onset, you know, moderate onset, late onset, so on. And there's vascular dementias. But you need to keep your mind active in order to maintain your mental facilities and your cognitive skills.
And that socialization accomplishes that.
Of course. And then what did we find? We read a study one time about the importance of not becoming isolated as a senior. And that was, I think, the biggest predictor of physical health in the elderly population was socialization, which just blew my mind. But you can see it, you know, happening because they do get, as they're aging, they get more afraid of things.
Mm-hmm. They don't feel comfortable going out and driving.
Exactly.
They're a widow or a widower. Mm-hmm. They find themselves becoming a shut-in.
Right.
And well, you want to work out. You want to work out with your buddy. You go to the gym together. I mean,
yes.
That's part of that, and that's part of the socialization. You know, it doesn't matter what age when you go to the gym. My dad's like got his sights set on some 95-year-old guy's bench press.
I love it. Isn't that so funny?
He's 86.
I love it.
and that's what's important is, you know, socialization. And a lot of the people don't understand that socialization can help keep your mind sharp, keep you healthy, and keep you active because it's the buddy system. Let's go to break.
All right. Yep. We're going to take a quick time out. You are listening to Senior Class. We are live and local in the big city of Tulsa, Oklahoma on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Welcome back to Senior Class. My name is Russell Mills, and you are live and local on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center, and of course your forecast from Fox 23. Looks like some showers may be midweek. After the news, it's Living Well with Dr. Booz. If you got questions for us today, give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764 at the head of the class, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, senior class. Thanks for tuning in today. We have a great show and a little bit of time left to talk, so I want to welcome to the studio my co-hosts, Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Good morning.
Hello. I'm glad to be here.
And then also Dr. Joe Moore, board-certified oncologist. Dr. Moore, thanks for waking up with us each and every Sunday.
Thank you, Rusty.
Then our special guest in the studio is Dr. Michael Gorman. He is a doctor of chiropractic and a medical doctor, and he practices right here in town. And we're talking about the future of healthcare. Before the break, we were talking about the importance of socialization and how it's changed over the last decade or two with advancements in technology with our youth. But are we seeing, Brittany, these advances in technology changing our senior class members?
That's kind of an iffy one because I find that a lot of my residents particularly don't really like to engage in our like electronic activities, so to speak. So we actually have a computer lab in our building and it's equipped with iPads and they have Rosetta Stone on them so you can learn a foreign language. They have really cool programs, something that I would enjoy, but they never get used, literally never get used. So I don't know if that's just fear of exploring or what, but then also you hear about, you know, seniors succumbing to scams and all kinds of things because they've got on Facebook and, you know, so
technology can be scary.
Yeah.
I do know that with technology comes advancements, and I'm sure everyone's seen the commercials of the little thing that you can put in the dash of your car and get better insurance rates. I don't even remember what company it is.
Yeah.
That tracks and monitors your driving.
Insurance.
Yes, maybe. Okay. So we had talked about advancements and the insurers and the reimbursers trying to get and make us more active. One of the things that we're researching for our senior class members that may be alone at home, mm-hmm. that have chronic illnesses, are those Fitbits, are those remote monitoring bracelets.
Oh, yeah.
So we can check their blood pressure, their activity level during the day when they're at home alone. And when we see them not active for a period of time, then we can have a Sunshine Care partner pick up and give them a call.
Yeah, that's
so that's
cool.
Advances in technology. But guys, is that too invasive?
Well, there's one other aspect, and I know we're getting kind of short on time, of the internet and all that, is that there are resources out there, no matter what disease you have or what you're battling, where you can actually reach out and touch other people who are going through that same thing.
And that's the socialization component.
So there is some of that, but it's something you have to reach out for. They're not going to come to you, right?
Well, in most instances.
Yeah. Sunshine Care Partners will come to you.
Yeah, that is really
the
change.
You got to call them first.
No, that is. No. Well, if they're one of our patients.
Yeah, but how did they become your patient?
Well, they have to call
somebody
first.
Picked up a phone and said, hey, what is it you guys do?
That is true. But socialization, we have six platform planks in what we call our environmental score for each and every one of our patients. And four out of the six are healthcare related, from medicine to diagnosis and et cetera. The other two, one is a spiritual component, mm-hmm. and one is a socialization component, because those two carry such a dramatic weight in the perception of the illness of the individual.
It's true.
That it makes a big difference and impact on how our medical professionals work with those patients.
In our dementia care for my building specifically, we have seven pillars of wellness. So mm-hmm. very similar to what you're saying, but only two of them encompass the actual physical body. It's emotional, spiritual, social, creative.
Exactly.
Things like that. So,
I think that healthcare is changing. No longer is it, I'm sick, I'm going to the doctor, and I'm going to get a medicine or a pill. Dr. Moore, do you see advances over the next 20 years taking the same type velocity as they have for the last 20?
I think so. I think that, when you read about all the benefits of the things we discussed, exercise, socialization, I think that people will gradually more and more accept those types of interventions and want to do them. And so I see that people are going to be continued prolongation of survival durations and people living longer in our society.
Well, and as we continue to live longer and longer, there's going to be more and more focus on geriatric medicine and prevention and helping people enjoy those senior years, right?
And we've got to listen to the patients and develop healthcare surrounding what their needs are as well.
Because if we
individualize mm-hmm. medicine, because if we aren't individualizing the care that we're giving each patient, then we're just herding cattle. And no one likes to feel like they're cattle.
Herding cats.
That's even harder. It is even harder.
I do that at my house almost every day.
Well,
got a lot of cats.
Dr. Gorman, Dr. Moore, thank you so much for taking time and being on the show. And Brittany, as always, you lend a unique perspective. So thank you very much. Russell?
Absolutely. And I bet you we'll hear these voices again on Senior Class, where we are live and local every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. Up next, your top stories of the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center. We'll be following that tragedy that happened yesterday morning out in Pittsburgh. And, of course, your forecast from Fox 23 and KRMG. I'm Russell Mills. Have a great Sunday.
You've been listening to Senior Class Radio with host Rusty McMurray.
Thanks for listening.
Tune in to Senior Class Radio with Rusty McMurray every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Until next time, have a great weekend. God bless. From the Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow Studios, KRMG-FM Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa, a Cox Media Group station.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.